for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Woo! Made it through that last hour. Not often we bring high school schoolmates of mine into the studio to do a live show. That's scary for me. Very scary. Let's just say I wasn't the best student on campus. But I redeemed myself. I ended up buying my high school degree. I graduated. I did. I really did. I graduated. Oh, mercy. So we're here this morning and we're talking about flooring. And boy, this has to be one of the hottest topics in the remodeling home ownership industry right now, because everyone is rethinking how they're using their space at home. And so we've brought in our newest Roth certified, Rosie on the House certified flooring partner from the Phoenix metro area, Mr. Mitch Taylor, owner and founder of Bram Flooring. You brought in your production manager, Mr. Virgil Whitehead. We appreciate y'all coming in to talk in particular about what y'all are seeing go in right now and what you're seeing go out. But before we get into that, Mitch, tell us the Bram Flooring story.
Hi. I started Bram Flooring 2011. I installed flooring for 20 years and looked at Bram Flooring as a way to retire and stay in the industry. So I started it.
Company that starts in 2011 and stays in business. Boy, that was some scary times, wasn't it?
Those were some scary times. But just through, you know, hard work and dedication, I've brought this to where it's at today.
That's awesome. Yeah. And your office where and showroomed?
107th Avenue in Union Hills.
Okay, out in the Northwest
Sun City,
Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your service area, what area do you like to work in?
Yeah, we're valley-wide. We'll go to Prescott, we'll go to Tucson, you know, right-sized job, but we're pretty much all over the valley. We serve, you know, wherever we need to go.
Fantastic. And you've brought in Virgil. Virgil, how long you've been production manager over there at Bram?
I started with Mitch maybe about 4 years ago, okay. And we kind of came together because we're both owned our own install companies now. To be fair, I only know what I know because of him.
Okay.
He brought me into the industry 20 years ago, and we kind of worked together. I owned my own business for a little bit and then decided to team up with him, and it's been a great adventure to see Bram Flooring go from the day I started just till now. It's been a, you know, it hasn't even been that long, and it's really advanced, and we've gained a lot of new customers and clientele in different market areas. So it's been really nice.
I've loved it a lot. When we start a remodel and we get with interior designers, I mean, it seems like everyone starts, okay, let's get the floor selected. Then that's going to drive the counters, the cabinets, and the colors.
Which is funny because it's usually the last thing you finish.
Right. Right. It's the last thing that goes in, but it's the first thing you have to settle on. And boy, I've been in it long enough since the mid-60s. I mean, we did two things, FHA red concrete and Sautéa tile. Some sheet vinyl occasionally. With a rolled base, so you could hose the kitchen.
Flash, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But man, it's changed a lot. What are y'all seeing go in right now?
Everything that we're putting in is irregular shaped, either tile, wood plank tile, or waterproof vinyl plank, laminate. Still a little bit, but pretty much everything is vinyl plank and. Still carpet. We're still doing carpet, quite a bit of it, but mostly it's vinyl plank and tile.
Well, and my floor covering guys don't like it when I say this, because I know a good portion of your business is laying carpet. But when we're doing a remodel, of course, the first thing we got to do is go in and demo, right? We got to set up the mask and protect and the dust barriers and the negative pressure vacuums to control the dust. We start pulling up carpet. That's when I pull my owner card out and I say, I've got to go do a bid. I've never dry heaved as much as when I'm pulling people's old carpet out. Yeah. And now, is that the truth? Am I telling a tale?
Yeah, you walk into a customer's home that has a pet, and they don't know that their dogs have accidents, but their dogs are liars. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the course of, the 15-year or 20-year life of that carpet, you start pulling it back up, and it's all you can take not to add to the mess.
Yeah.
I think that most people don't want to have carpet, but, the cost fractions are about half of any hard surface. So that's why it's still a very popular industry, because you're going to continue to see people trying to save costs, and putting carpet in a bedroom is going to accomplish that,
Well, especially in the bedroom, waking up, you don't want putting your bare feet on cold tile floor or something.
Yeah.
A carpet's an insulator too. It's going to keep it more warmth. And one of the misconceptions on carpet is for allergies, where carpet actually helps it with allergies, trapping dust, as long as you vacuum that up.
I got to go over and see the shop last week, and they were telling me also there's new carpets that actually have a waterproof backing, so that brings it up a whole nother level.
Finally, I can get carpet in my shower.
No.
I will do it.
I'd be the first to install it, just to see how it went.
Suddenly, it's 1972 again.
It does keep all slip-proof.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah,
it keeps the dogs from being able to lie quite as much, because it doesn't just seep on under. You can catch it before it gets into the underlayment and have to worry about replacing pad and fighting odor.
Yeah, the biggest problem you have with pet stains is that they get down into that padding, and you can't ever get rid of it. You can have as many carpet cleaners come in as you want, and it's not going to go away, so that smell resonates. And with that waterproof carpet, the idea is on the backing they've put, it's basically a plastic barrier that they've put on the backing of the carpet, so now that pet stain is staying on top for that cleaner to come in and actually get it out, which does make a big difference.
I bet.
Comes at a cost, of course, but, nothing worth it is ever cheap,
And when you're talking about carpet being, half as much as any kind of hard surface, is that all labor? Is that material as well? Because obviously, it's really easy to roll out carpet. If you've got to sit there and level the floor, and you're putting thin set on the back of every single tile, spacing it perfectly, you've got extreme labor costs.
I think that is the difference. Is, you can go in and do a room, a whole house of carpet in a day. So your labor costs, anywhere from $500 to $700. Whereas a hard surface, they're going to be there for a week. So you know that labor cost is what increases that. You can always obviously raise that carpet cost by going with the most expensive carpet in town, but most people aren't doing that. If they're looking to save money, that's usually what we promote. Hey, let's talk about putting carpet in the bedrooms, and then we'll see if we can bring your costs down.
And surface prep, you don't have nearly as much surface prep. Correct. If you're laying tile, even a freshly poured concrete is going to have a little bit here and there that you're going to have to, either on the back of the tile thin set or float the surface. It's like painting. It's the tile job's only as good as the prep work and the surface that's going on.
Exactly. I think that's become a very big deal with the new tiles that are out now too. You got these wood plank tiles. They're 40 inches long. Well, when you try to put that over the hump of a concrete floor, you're going to use a lot of thin set to get that flat. And, we want to make sure customers are happy. So the prep work, like you said, is huge in accomplishing that goal.
And it's not even just getting over that hump, but if you get that set, you've got the next 48 plank that goes past that it's got to line up.
We do a lot of grinding these days on floors. It's probably one out of every five jobs that we're going in and having to grind cracks down to keep things flat enough so that we can get a hard surface installed on it with success. So that's just a part of the game though. If you're not going to prep it right, much like painting or anything else, if you don't put the time in before you start putting your finished product on, you're going to end up with a garbage finished product.
Now the benefit to tile is when you're done with it, it's done right, you're looking at a 30-year floor, 50-year floor?
I would say easily. You're going to replace it because it's out of style before it goes bad, most of the time, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, with the biggest problem with tile, besides installation failures, would be, Mother Nature. You've got expansion and contraction of slabs. Can't control that. You can control it to a point, but at some point, I mean, I've seen some of these key cuts move out an inch, and when you're bonded on one side and the other, and it's moving, something's got to give, and it's going to be that floor. So to get that many years out of a floor, probably not going to happen, but typically someone's going to come in, buy that house, pull it, and redo it. So it's just a continual flow of flooring.
And Rosie mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, everybody being home, you know, every industry article and printer and paper that we're reading just talks about how much is going on in construction. And we've surpassed the amount of volume we were doing in 2006. And on top of that, June was the highest year for new home sales, up 13% over last year. And that's the first thing statistically people do when they move into a new home. They replace the floor and they change the paint.
Correct. Yeah. So, we've done really well throughout the whole COVID. We do a lot of retirement centers, so that kind of took a hit for us. But people sitting at home wanting to get things done don't have to take time off of work to get it done. So they've been calling us. We've been busy. We haven't had to slow down.
Well, and I think a lot of it, too, people working from home, it's easier to have people come in and do work when you're there instead of trying to schedule with work. Well, I got to be home this day because it's always going to be there this time, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you're working from home all day, mm-hmm. that's a whole lot easier to stop, open the door. Hey, guys, you need anything? You know, make yourselves at home. Call me if you need have any questions and get it done and move on to the next one.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good for business.
Here talking floor covering with our newest Rosie certified floor covering partner, Bram Flooring. If you'd like to talk flooring or have questions about the flooring in your home now or the trends of what we see coming up currently, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. When the auto attendant picks up, just push 1 and that'll put you straight into Sweet Jennifer. She'll get your name, where you're calling from. We'll get you on air, answer your question as quick as we can here at Rosie on the House with Bram Flooring.